Hey up. Hey, it's just me. No, it's been alright so far. It's always a good crack hanging out with these guys. It's not like I don't enjoy hanging out with them. Especially with previous New Year's, they've been an absolute blast. I guess things were getting a bit too rowdy. You know how Jackbox ends up getting after a while. I just wanted to excuse myself for a moment and, well, I just miss you, I guess. Don't go aw. I know we were just talking to each other earlier, but it's just hanging out with everyone, seeing people with their partners. I just couldn't help thinking of you. And how much I wish you were here right now. And with it being the end of the year, I've just kind of been reflecting on it over the past few days, you know. And I guess things sort of came to a peak today. Combined with me wanting you here. I just wanted to hear your voice again. Sorry, I've not interrupted you from summer, have I? Okay. No. No, it's fine here. I just said I was excusing myself for a bit. Someone's probably going to come and check up on me and try to bring me back in a bit, but, well, they know how I get with lots of noise at once. Yeah, it's cool if you can't, or don't really want to, but did you want to stay on the line for a bit longer? I was kind of thinking, you know, past midnight for me. It's getting close to that, and why? If it's okay with you, I'd want your voice to be the last I hear of this year. And the first thing I hear next year. I know, it's sappy and all, but, well, it feels like there's some really lovely meaning to that. And it'd end up something for me to hold on to in my mind, you know. Something I can think back on and smile. Oh, I don't know. I guess it's like a metaphor of sorts. Like, the last thing I get to have from this year is you. The best thing that has happened to me this year. And the first thing I'll have from next year is you. As a sign for next year to be even better than this one. You are. You're absolutely the best thing from this year for me. It's like, you've known some of the shit I've had to put up with this year, and, well, being able to talk with you, chill out in a call while we're waiting or playing something. Being able to have you as a virtual shoulder to cry on. You've truly made this year for me. And that's even with the distance between the two of us. Your presence in my life has been a beacon of hope. Something to keep on pushing for us to eventually get to see each other together. To hold and to kiss each other at last. Hopefully one day in the future we'll be able to live together. It's been something that's kept me going through all the trials of this year. Yeah, I'm really glad to be that for you as well. God, I love you so fucking much. Anyway, so what have you been up to this evening? Just catching up on that. Been going good? Oh, really? Yeah, you got to show me that at some point. We should move that up the list of stuff to watch together, if you don't mind watching it again. Over here. It's been going how you'd expect things to go. Getting to catch up and talk about things over the last couple of months. Now we've got a little break from working so hard. Then holiday stuff on top of that. It's been nice to hang out with these guys again, though. Honestly, past Jackbox, we didn't really get up to much like that. It's just one big group hangout thing where we're just excited to talk about stuff. And just, you know, showing each other shit YouTube videos and whatnot. I mean, super chilled, aside from the progressive loudness and drunkenness. You know, that gets a bit too much for me. And now I'm just talking to you, staring up at the stars. I mean, it's not particularly breathtaking with all the light pollution, but it's somewhat nice to look at. Looks good on you. You looking out too? Aw, it's like the two of us just looking at the same night sky. I think a couple of times I can remember seeing the night sky even more filled in than this. Or I guess I've not had the complete galactic beauty, so to speak. What about you? damn. Hey, you reckon we should do this at some point? Try to find somewhere we can just see the night sky in all its glory and just, you know, look out. Yeah, eventually. Alright, what do you want to ask? I'm staying up for midnight your time. Are you even going to be awake at midnight your time? Yeah, you can try, but you'll probably be really sleepy by then. It'll probably be cute to hear, though. And it's only a couple of hours later. Okay, I might also be really sleepy at that time too, I admit. I think it'd be worth it to see you that sleepy cute too. Okay, if I'm trying my best not to fall asleep though, you better too. Promise? Cheers. Only a few more minutes for me though, I guess. Yeah, kinda glad to get this year over. Too many things I'd rather not happen again. If I'd have seen it anyway. And I know it might be a little optimistic, but maybe next year we can finally get that break for once. It's not just that, it's... Oh, I don't know. Just maybe next year we can finally have a return to normality for once. Ugh, please can times no longer be interesting, right? But just... God, can the world not let us catch a breath for a month? Or, well, maybe 12? It's weird, you know. It feels like this year's dragged on for so long. But at the same time, it's just barely seems to have lasted. Yeah, I guess it's just the monotony of things at this point. I had to fully keep a grasp on time. And bam, it's about to end now. Then there's cases like this week, where it's a blur and no one knows what day it is. When they were trying to plan this out, they kept on saying, "Remember, it's on this day." And I kept having to double check, like, wait, but isn't that sooner than what's planned? And it's an absolute mess for me. What do I hope for next year? No idea. I haven't exactly come up with any New Year resolutions or out. God knows how difficult it is for me to keep up with them. Well, I'm sure you do a good job of bugging me about it. You'll have difficulty keeping me on track for that. I'm weak. What can I say? There's actually something on my mind. No, it's nothing special. It's just... You know, we've constantly talked about being able to meet up again and again. Wonder if we actually tried to push for it next year. Yeah, it's kind of broad, but seriously, let's just find a weekend that works for the both of us. Preferably a holiday weekend. Make sure we get the money saved up and the time booked off and all that. Just the two of us together, finally. Yeah, we can talk about dates in the morning or whatever. Whenever it works. Right now it's just us officially putting it into words. You're in? Oh, great. That's great. Yeah. Next year we're officially going to meet up with each other for the first time. Yeah, it's kind of surreal saying it out loud. Probably not as surreal as when it's going to happen, but yeah. Hold on. Someone's coming out. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Yeah, where it's... Oh shit, is it that close already? Yeah, I guess I wasn't paying attention. Is it alright if I stay on? Cool. Yeah, see ya. Cheers. Yeah, see you next year too. No, I didn't realise it was this close. I think they're just going to cover for me until we're done talking. It's... I guess a couple might be bummed that it's gonna guilt me, but... Well, I've seen in the new year with all these guys before. Maybe I want to see this one in with you for the first time. Feels a little special. Like, with a new year comes all these new firsts and all that. Getting to be able to say I've been able to have those firsts. Even if it's just a few with where I am right now. I really like how that sounds. Okay, what's the time? Right, want to count it down with me? Yeah, just bring up something with seconds on it. Alright, goodbye this year then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, Five, four, three, two, one. Happy New Year! Well, we can't exactly kiss each other, can we? I can't wait to see you this year. I can say that now. It feels so nice to say, oh my God, we're meeting each other this year. That's going to happen. Counting that as the first kiss of the year done. First time I say I love you this year. I love you. Yes, I am a nerd. First time I get to call you cute this year. Did you know you're cute? Oh, God, first time being able to genuinely be glad for what we have together. I appreciate the hell out of you, you know. Oh, I think people are trying to call me in. I probably shouldn't leave them waiting too long. Yeah, all right. I guess we'll meet back up in a couple of hours then. I'll hold you to that. I love you. Let's make this year a good one, okay? All right, sweetheart. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.